Barbara Mikulski's planned retirement has set off a scramble to replace her, and that could mean trouble for Maryland Democrats, who are still reeling from last year's drubbing in state elections. WIPR's Karen Hostler joins us now to talk about how the deep bench of potential candidates could lead to a fractious primary that party leaders may not be able to head off. Good morning, Karen.
Oh, good morning.
So why is a deep bench of qualified candidates a bad thing?
Well, a spirited primary contest that gets voters off the couch and out to the polls is good. But a nasty one that keeps voters home in the general election against the Republican nominee is bad for Democrats.
What can party leaders do about that?
Well, in 2006, Denny Hoyer, who's second-ranking Democrat in the House, helped clear the path for Ben Cardin to claim the Senate seat left behind by Paul Sarbanes. With his early endorsement of Cardin, Hoyer helped convince Representative Chris Van Hollen, among others, to put his own ambitions aside. But now, with Van Hollen quickly staking his claim, and most of his Maryland House colleagues also contemplating a second bid, neither Hoyer nor Cardin wants to be seen picking favorites among their colleagues.
Van Hollen picked up an endorsement from Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid on Friday. What's up with that?
I suspect, though I don't actually know, that Van Hollen helped engineer that. Harry Reid isn't going to influence a lot of Maryland votes, but his rapid-fire endorsement sends a discouraging signal to potential challengers, much as Hoyer's did in 2006. I know that Van Hollen sought and secured an early endorsement from Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch, which helped launch Van Hollen's effort to be seen as the odds-on favorite. Big challenges to Van Hollen remain, of course. Perhaps chief among them is the sense that Mikulski's seat should be filled by a woman, and perhaps preferably an African-American woman, such as Representative Donna Edwards.
So does this race have broader implications for Maryland?
Oh, yes. Senate President Mike Miller said the main impact would be the chain reaction of vacancies opening from top to bottom as elected officials seek to move up. Miller is most troubled, though, by the signals from last year's election of Republican Larry Hogan as governor. Polls show Marylanders no longer identify Democrats as advocates of working people, he said. He called the election a wake-up call for Maryland's Democratic Party to decide what it stands for.
So with Hoyer and Cardin sitting on the official sidelines, does Miller have a plan to protect his party at a time of potential upheaval?
Yes, he says he's going to sit and wait and see how things go.
And we'll be waiting and watching as well. Karen Hostler reports on politics and other matters for WIPR. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.